Becky, do you want to pick up Kowloon?
First of all, I think we have received a request to give in principle support to an application of a Henderson Land Development Company submitted to the Town Planning Board for the relaxation of building height and plot ratio restrictions in the CDA zoning of Yau Tong Bay. The discussion was quite concerned about the marine use, the landscaping, and the building separation distance. So we would not give this in principle support as requested. But in relation to this, I do have a question kind of for clarification from the chair. Because we do have different terms of reference, and most of the town planning board applications would just be, you know, by circulation with a link for members to touch on. But for this one, we actually hear this in the meeting at the request of the secretary. So I think we have to kind of deal with this more systematically across the board as to whether to hear it or not. So
I think just to guide you, we do. Anything major comes to one of the task force.
Yeah.
If it's considered relatively minor, we deal with it by circulation. But any the town planning board are now very good. The town planning, planning department are very good. Anything that affects, in fact, the water, any application is referred to us.
Yeah, but how should we deal with it? So should we actually have the hearing of the presentation, or do we just send a link out for members to comment on? Because I think for like 90% of these cases, or 99%, would be by email circulation.
Majority we hear.
Yes.
Majority we actually hear.
The town planning board applications?
Yeah.
To be heard?
No, we would have one or two at virtually every meeting.
Mm-hmm. Is that right? Can the secretary clarify?
Yeah. I mean, anything that's routine, you circulate it, right?
Thank you, Chairman.
Yeah.
Under existing practice, the town planning applications, we will post the link to the official website of the commission, and then we will alert the members about the applications or those applications. Upon request from the project proponents or Department of Bureau's concerns, or there is great implications of that application or those applications, we will communicate or liaise with the relevant chair to see if those subjects or those applications will be put to the task force for discussion. Thank you, Chairman.
Is that right?
I see. Yeah. Okay. So that's mainly, you know, at the request of the project proponents or from the government.
Think it's sufficiently important that you want to hear it.
Okay, so after the deliberation, would the task force be writing kind of as a party to express concern on the case? So what's our role on this after the discussion?
Please. Yeah. Well, what happens is obviously the discussion and the minutes of the meeting are passed to the town planning board.
All right. That's good. So that would be the minutes would be passed on, so we don't have to write separately. Our secretary actually asked us to write separately. I just want to clarify about the procedures, because that would be the first case for our task force.
Thank you, Chairman. Maybe I can supplement on this. Under usual practice, we will extract the relevant part of the minutes and then send it to the town planning board for their reference. Thank you, Chairman.
Chairman, can I supplement from what I have experienced?
Yes, please do.
You know, there is always a timing factor. Mm-hmm. You know, every application need to be discussed by the town planning board within 2 months, mm-hmm. right? And sometimes that could be a concern of the Harbourfront Commission task force, but we are holding our meeting on a 2 month interval. Mm-hmm. So there is always a issue, if not a mismatch, right, on the timing. So sometimes we do not wait for the completion of the minutes, you know, so because when you approve that minute, it would be 2 months later. So normally we ask the secretary to work out to put down the minutes of the discussion and forward that part after being seen by the chairman, as a proper procedure, and then that can be sent out to the town planning board, right? So that would solve the timing issue, because there has been discussion about this.
Yeah.
So that's what we have resolved in the last in the HEC.
Yep.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thanks for the clarification. In this case, it's easier because the applicants have actually applied for a deferral, so it's not a matter here.
But
thanks for the comment. That's
yeah.
very helpful. Yeah.
Could I make a point?
Please.
I've seen a plan submitted by the developer, which is a major piece of reclamation for the marina that you mentioned earlier. So I'm not sure if their application includes any element of reclamation, because if they do, it's a serious matter and must be heard by the commission.
Right.
Becky, if it's
other things, it may be town planning board issue, but if it involves reclamation, then it becomes our issue.
Mm-hmm. I don't think there's any reclamation, was there, Becky?
No, I don't think so, because we have clarified with the presenters in that particular presentation. We have asked them to confirm whether there's any reclamation, and they said no. Right. So I'll just go quickly to the rest of the item, which are more routine. So the second thing we also discussed about the amendments to the approved Southwest Kowloon Outlying Zoning Plan, of which there has been proposal to rezone two sites on Hoi Fai Road and Hoi Ting Road from GIC to O. And there was concern about the need to balance about marine and cargo handling facilities and alternative use of that piece of land other than pet garden as well. So at the end of the day, the task force considered that the site was not best suitable for a pet garden nor a standalone public cargo area, and we want to look at the public cargo working area at a strategic level, as we have done in the Harbourfront Commission meeting this today. Then finally, to the action area, we've looked at three action areas. Our task force, because our area is kind of big, so for each of the meetings, we've decided just to look at three action areas. So this one, we look at the Hong Kong East action area. And upon the completion of the Quick Win project, there will be a 4-kilometer-long continuous waterfront promenade that was expected to be completed in August 2011. And we have given specific comments how to enhance the attractiveness of the promenade for different users. And then to the Tsim Sha Tsui East Action Area, we were briefed on the improving directional signage from Nathan Road to Salisbury Road to the harbourfront at Tsim Sha Tsui. And we heard that currently the focus was only on at-grade crossings, and the suggestion of the task force would be for the government to consider the harbourfront signage system for all pedestrian walkways in a more comprehensive manner, including the flyovers and underground pedestrian network, especially the MTR stations. And finally, for the Tsim Sha Tsui Action Area, we were briefed about the cycle track, and there were concerns expressed about the possibility of funding availability. And in relation, the task force considered that it's actually a very good project, and we would support it. If it can get funding, that would be very good. And finally, we have decided to look at the West Kowloon Cultural District and Tsim Sha Tsui East and Tsim Sha Tsui West action areas in the next meeting. Thank you.
Well done. Thank you. Some good work. Very good work. Thank you. All right, well, those are the three task force reports.